From Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. We're talking with Phil Witzig from the Morton Community Chorus. They're presenting a performance of The Messiah next Sunday, November 22nd. Phil, thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
It's great to be here.
So, Phil, now tell us a little bit about the tradition of Morton Community Chorus performing The Messiah. This has been happening for many, many, many years.
Many years. Messiah first was performed in the late 1940s, and it has been pretty much annual since then. There's been a couple years that they haven't done it, but through the years, they've done it pretty much annually in different venues and different churches. But yeah, it's been going on a long time.
And this is your fourth year as director of the production, correct?
It is. My fourth year. Amazing. Time goes.
In your fourth year of conducting, how do you bring a new, fresh view or perspective to this work each time you conduct it?
Well, Handel's Messiah is one of the most popular, inspired works, masterworks that has ever been written. The popularity of it is not by accident. The music is approachable, lovable, immediately accessible to people. Some great works of art take a few listens, you know, to get used to it and to say, you know, I really like that. Messiah is something that people can come to for the very first time and just absolutely love. And so as I've personally conducted it now for the fourth year, I have to admit, I admitted to the choir that I wasn't really sure if I would really love doing it the same piece every year. And what I have found is that that piece of music has absolutely captivated me and drawn me in. And to the absolute contrary, I am just absolutely in love with the piece, and it just keeps getting better.
So it keeps you coming back for more every
yes,
year.
Yes, it just is a piece that keeps giving. There's still more to dig out, to learn, to understand. And so, yeah, that's what great music and great works of art do.
Now, the piece itself was composed in the mid-1740s by George Frideric Handel. And as you said, it has this very interesting history to it, an interesting past. Handel composed it in 24 days, this huge work. And what most people may not know is that the whole piece is quite lengthy. It'd be 4 hours if you performed it from start to finish. What portion of The Messiah will the Morton Chorus be performing?
The Messiah is made up of three different parts, and some choruses will do one particular part of it. For instance, the first part, which is sometimes called the Christmas section. We actually do parts of all three parts. So the first part is the prophecy of the coming Messiah and the birth of the Messiah. The second part is the passion. And the third part is the prophecy of his second coming. We do numbers from all of them. It comes to just a little over 2 hours of music, and we have an intermission in there also. So the full length of the time that we do is roughly 2 hours, 15 minutes or so. It's portions of all of it.
And can you name a few of the selections that perhaps are best known or that people recognize when they hear the Messiah?
Yeah. Well, obviously the Hallelujah Chorus is the one that, and it's funny, sometimes people will come up to me and say, I know Handel's Messiah, the Hallelujah Chorus. And they equate that so much with Messiah that they think that is Messiah, the Hallelujah Chorus. The Hallelujah Chorus is just one of many choruses, many solos. So, yeah, the Hallelujah Chorus is one of the ones that is the most popular. The other choruses that people would probably recognize are For Unto Us a Child is Born and Glory to God. And, of course, the amazing last chorus, Worthy is the Lamb, that is so moving and so inspiring.
So we're talking about some of the most recognizable choral literature in all of history.
Yes, absolutely.
And then additionally, the oratorio itself features some of the most recognizable vocal solo pieces.
That is correct, yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about the soloists who are going to be performing this year?
Yes, I'm super excited about our soloists this year. First of all, I'm going to start off with my daughter. My daughter is Larissa Steffen. She is the soprano soloist. And she went to Wesleyan University, studied voice there. And she actually didn't finish her degree, but she actually got married and decided to change majors to nursing but she's been singing all her life and continues to be in contact with her voice teacher at Wesleyan. And she soloed in 2012, so she'll be our soprano. Singing tenor is Mike Dvorsky, and Mike is a frequent soloist with the Peoria Area Civic Chorale and is the cantor at St. Philomena Church in Peoria. Does a lot of work in that Baroque repertoire. He's got a tremendous voice that just seems to fit that very, very well. I also want to mention that our organist is Dr. John Orff of Bradley University, which is, we are so pleased to have him this year. Our alto soloist is actually a countertenor, which is a very interesting voice type. That would be a man who is singing in the alto octave. And that is a very dear friend of mine by the name of Daniel Schutz. Daniel is on the voice faculty at Illinois State University, and he teaches voice, and especially he specializes in the countertenor voice. Countertenor is a man singing a very highly developed falsetto. And so if you close your eyes, you'd almost think it was a woman singing. It's kind of interesting.
And that's something that is unique about this year's performance. If people have heard The Messiah before, they've probably heard it sung with a woman singing the alto
That is correct. All the history of men singing the alto and even the soprano solo runs long and deep. In Handel's, that was very common. Not so common today or as much, but as Handel's operas, which he was writing 42 operas, most of his operas included male roles for very high voice. And so that was common during the day. Our bass soloist I'm super excited about is a man by the name of David Govertson, and he sang Messiah, the bass solo for the Peoria Symphony about 4 years ago in the Washington Tornado Victim Benefit Concert that the Peoria Symphony did at the Civic Center. I saw him there, and he was tremendous. I invited him to come, and he accepted, and so we are excited to have him coming down. He is a professional singer and very involved with in opera. He sings with the Lyric Opera, a number of different roles, and, of course, roles all over the United States.
Now, it's notable that this performance is free to the community. You have a choir made up of over 80 people, plus orchestra, plus all of the volunteers. What does it take to not only put together a production like The Messiah, but also to offer it free of charge to the community?
We've been doing it for free for all these years, and we just rely on a free will offering about midway through. We pass the hat, so to speak, and thus far we've been able to come out, although sometimes a little under, the next time maybe a little over, we kind of somehow come out on top. So it's been cutting it close sometimes, but we are thankful that we've had the funds to continue it.
Now, with all traditions, we look backwards and say, oh, this has been really important to our community for decades and decades. As you look forward, do you hope to see The Messiah continue for the next generation? And who do you hope experiences The Messiah for the first time this year and looking forward?
Yeah. Well, I certainly do hope it continues. I've thought about that. That is a strong desire of mine to see it continue. And I want to mention, it's very important to understand that the name Morton Community Chorus and the fact that it is performed in Morton is probably a bit of a misnomer, because a huge percent of the choir and orchestra come from all over central Illinois. And in fact, I have one choir member that drives almost an hour from the east. So we have people coming from all over to sing, and it's been that way for a long time. So it is called the Morton Community Chorus, but it's made up of people from all over central Illinois. But yeah, who am I most interested in coming to see? I love it when people come for the first time, and I especially love it when children come. And I'm just going to relate a quick story that my grandson, who is 6 years old, is a bona fide Messiah freak. And that is the truth. It is absolutely amazing. But it's because my daughter, Abby, sings in the choir, and in the process of learning the music, she played it over and over. And it's a perfect example how classical music, and Messiah in particular, but classical music in general, is something that children should be exposed to. And in exposing them to it, it gives them the opportunity to say, hey, I either like it or I don't. Children are going to be, on average, about like adults. Some will like it, some won't. But to expose them to it and to let them decide. And so I love it when kids come, because it is definitely something that all ages would love if you give them the opportunity.
We've been talking with Phil Witzig, conductor of the Morton Community Chorus. Their performance of The Messiah is next Sunday at 3 p.m. at Grace Church in Morton. Thank you, Phil, so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Also opening this weekend, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella takes the stage at Peoria Players Theater, with performances tonight and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and a Sunday matinee performance at 2 p.m. For more information and tickets, please call 688-4473. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can go to our website to hear an extended version of this interview. That's at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About. Our producer is Sierra Doss. If you'd like to learn more about Peoria Public Radio, you can find us on the web at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.